gets the steal. Chance for a hat trick. Sergio Aguero.
Look at it. At the buzzer.
Here's Alexis Sanchez. What a finish.
Four against Bradley for three. John Wall. What a shot.
Yeah, no. Buzzer runner's always the best. I couldn't help rushing up.
Oh my gosh. It's an unbelievable breaking.
Roger has won the Grand Slam again. The one and only.
He pitched in the three. He got it.
Take down the turrets. They did it. RNG roll, you'll never give up.
Amazing. Equalized. He did it.
He goes again. Totti, the king of Rome.
9.
8.
7.
6. 5. 4.
3. 2.
1.
Go!
Hello everyone, welcome to today's World Sports News. I'm Letty.
Nice to meet you, I'm Colin. Okay, first, a brief look at the football. On match day 5 of Champions League, Manchester United failed against Barcelona due to Michael Long's goal at the 89th minute, ending the game. Still, Manchester had a 3-point advantage leading Group A. Meanwhile, Paris Saint-Germain had a 7-1 victory, totally defeating the Celtics. Locked the first place of the Group B, Paris, after getting Neymar and Mbappe, together with Cavani at the beginning of this season, may have the greatest front court combination on the earth. Thus, we expect to see how far it can go this time.
For Real Madrid, Cristiano Ronaldo scored 2 goals and had 1 assist in a match against Apoel FC. This team won the game with a 6-0. According to the match, we'll strangely figure that Ronaldo performed great in Champions League, but poorly in La Liga. Two extremes cause doubts everywhere. Let's see whether he tries to make a difference this time.
Messi appeared as a substitute in the match with Juventus, which hadn't been seen for more than 1 year. The two teams got a hard time doing all they can. However, no one scored even one goal. The match ended as a draw, pushed Juventus to a dangerous circumstance in which they have no choice but to win the next game to ensure an advancement. Juventus also failed in Serie A, while International Milan rising up to the second place. I guess they need to do something. Enough for football, huh?
Right, now it's basketball time. Boston Celtics' long streak was unexpectedly terminated at the 17th game by Miami Heat. Although they didn't break the record, they show us the spirit of the Green. We can't forget Howard's injury at the opening match, yet Irving and Stevens brought Celtics to a successful situation. They even defeated the defending champion Golden State Warriors. With the development of the two freshmen, Brown and Tatum, Celtics will be more threatening after Howard's comeback. Let's see whether they can challenge the dominance of James Cavaliers and chase the final champion.
During the game, Golden State Warriors vs. Oklahoma City Thunders, the collision bursting out between KD and Russell Westbrook became the focus. Thunder's big three were all in perfect mood. They defended Warriors well, so that neither Curry or Thompson gained easy points. As time went by, Westbrook started taunt Durant for he had left Oklahoma City 2 years ago. Durant fought back, so they began to quarrel. We can't say who is right or who isn't, but anyway, they proved that no separation is happy. Hope both of them could get over it and be friends again.
Harden and Poole cooperated pretty well recently. Houston Rockets is now leading the Western Conference due to all players' nice performances. Although Cleveland Cavaliers started a great many winnings, they were still troubled by injuries. Whether James, 33, can still defeat the rivals on his own remains is to be a question. 76ers, two leaders, Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons, were now refreshing our minds. On the opposite, Lakers was struggling to figure out a way to victory. Buzz was as steady as before. It's just like this team had never changed. But of course, we can't ignore it, because we don't know when it will show its strength.
That's all for today's World Sports News. Bye.
Next is Halligan.
Welcome to today's highlight game. I'm Cassio.
I'm Carmel. Now let's review NBA's regular season. On November 25, Blazers won the Nets 127-125 on the road.
The Trail Blazers Newland, 34 points, 4 rebounds and 9 assists. Nurna Kick, 29 points and 15 rebounds, 5 covers. Michelle Knammer, 26 points and 5 assists. And Turner's, 13 points, 3 rebounds and 4 assists. The last team 8 players in double figures. Spencer, 23 points and 4 rebounds and 6 assists. The winning 9 die haulers, Jefferson, 17 points and 4 rebounds, 3 assists. Cherries, 14 points and 6 rebounds. Joe Harris, 30 points and 5 assists.
The opening 19-second, Ding Weidi, Miao Chun, Ziller threw a hit. In the first minute, Lillard made a pass and was snapped by Ding Weidi. At 4 o'clock 38, Compton was fought in defense and gave the Nets 2 free throws. The Nets played smoothly and it did 8 assists, with Carroll making 2 passes for his teammates.
Blazers built a wall of steel on the defensive end, which sent 4 blocks to the wall and kept all Blazers from shooting at 16%. The Nets had a good sense of hand, shooting 16% of the field, compared with 14% of Blazers, with Carroll getting 6 points alone. In the first quarter, the Nets scored a 9 points leading to the next.
Back in the second quarter, the third minute, 38 seconds, Mike Lamb fouled in Lillard's shooting and gave the Nets 2 free throws. Lillard assisted and McLaren made a 3-pointer with a 3-pointer. At 9 o'clock 13, Nurkić slipped and was snapped by Jefferson. The Nets rebounded. In this section, it got a total of 17 rebounds, including 7 offensive rebounds. 3 of them were done by Jared Allen. The Blazers built a wall of steel on the defensive end, which sent 4 blocks to the wall and kept opponents from shooting at 32%. The Blazers trailed 51-53 at halftime.
The second half was easy to play. The 41st second, Leonard, the Nurkić, threw the shot. In the first minute, 35 seconds, Colton fouled Carroll when he shot, giving the Nets 3 free throws. In the 10th to 18th second, Leonard was able to get a pass from Turner. The Blazers were able to play smoothly with a total of 10 assists. With Leonard delivering 3 passes for his teammates, the Nets have repeatedly hit the basket, getting 12 free throws, 10 free throws, and 83.33% of the free throws. Blazers had a good sense of hand, shooting 68% from the field and winning the Nets with 56.52%. Leonard scored 15 points.
After the third quarter, these two sides were close to each other and the score was 92-92.
In fourth quarter, 1 second, Booker delivers a delicate pass and Harris makes a 3-point shot. In first quarter of the second, he was fouled by a hooded cap while he was defending, giving the Blazers 2 free throws. In 11 minutes of 33 seconds, Iwala snipped the ball and was snapped by Noor.
Portland had a huge advantage in this section. They had 21 rebounds, including 10 offensive rebounds. Nur Bass had 8 rebounds, with the basket 2 points in advantage. The Blazers built a wall of steel on the defensive end, which sent 5 blocks to the wall and kept opponents from shooting at 51.85%. The Blazers repeatedly hit the basket, getting 19 free throws, 14 free throws, and 73.68 free throws. After the game, Blazers beat the Nets 127-125. It sealed the win.
Thanks for your listening. The next is Weekly 4C. See you next time.
When the days are cold and the cards all fold and the saints we see are all made of gold when you dream.
Good evening, our keen audience. Welcome to the week's Weekly 4C. I'm Matt.
Hello everybody, this is Steve speaking. Can you believe the Oklahoma City Thunder, the team with three giants, lost game with San Antonio Spurs? Sounds ridiculous, but it really happened. The Spurs beat the Thunder last time in AT&T Center, 104-101. There is no doubt that the Spurs is the most stable team in all teams for the last 20 years. No one can despise them. In December the 4th, these two old enemies are in conflict again.
However, everyone can see that the Thunder's formation has close to the perfect. All points are well equipped. What's more, the power of three giants can versus the Warriors' giants. Thus, the Thunder is capable of becoming the dominator. Compared to the Spurs, their leader Kawhi Leonard was injured. It's hard to tell if he can make it to the next game. So, the occasion is bad to the Spurs.
The situation shouldn't be as simple as you think. In the last game, the Spurs came to a way when they were dazed. In the leadership of LaMarcus Aldridge, he managed to lead the team in a good play. As for me, the core player Steven Adams will not make much of a bargain between center and center.
Well, you did not see it. After the game, the Thunder started better with the Warriors. Everyone can tell how terrible the chemical between the big three of the Thunder are. I mean, they are all clever physical gifts, but the team didn't do well in the defensive side. In fact, their offensive efficiency is terrible as well. But this is the NBA, where amazing happens. The Thunder killed the game when 5 minutes left in the fourth quarter. And I have to remind you again, three opponents are talented Warriors. Well, that's a very striking, and I think the Thunder can fight the moment back and defeat all enemies after such a fierce competition.
They defeated the Warriors. That's a little bit surprising to me, but you cannot ignore the fact that the Thunder lost 4 of the last 5 games. I don't think they can defeat the Spurs.
But the truth is that the Thunder's formation takes advantage to the steady Spurs. Crazy scores are born to make them lost face.
I still believe the Spurs will use the strength and experience to beat the Thunders. You know, these old men can easily find out the weakness of their talented team.
In each position of registration on the Spurs will not stand an advantage, but a piece of the Thunder now is beyond the old man's court. They will jump higher, let the old man reach. Accumulation of new force like a nuclear bomb explosion. It will be unstoppable.
Well, it is true that you cannot rely on Patty Mills or DeJounte Murray to stop Westbrook. He is the MVP after all. But I am afraid he will stop the team himself. In the last few games, he has an eager desire of reaching a triple-double, just as what he did last season. As a result, he may give up defense and wait for a rebound, or pass the ball even when he is wide open. Many good opportunities are wasted, and the team lost these games in the end.
That's the way Westbrook leads the team. In many occasions, he can take both the stage and the victory.
Yeah, of course he can. But his teammates are much better than the last season. With PG and Melo, he can do something very special. Their goal should be the championship. But look at them. Even entering the playoffs remains a problem for the Thunders. I really think Westbrook should change his way of playing basketball.
So, which team do you think will win the game, Steve?
The Spurs, definitely. They will teach the Thunders how teamwork can change the game.
Just wait and see. The Thunders will prove themselves. What's going to happen will always happen. The game is on the 4th of December. Don't miss it. That's all for today's week for Steve and Matt.
I'm Steve. Coming next is The Great. See you next week. Bye.
Hello everyone, welcome to this week's Yeoman. I'm Ada. This time, I will introduce you one of the most famous games in the world, League of Legends. LOL is a multiplayer online battle arena video game developed and published by Riot Games for Microsoft Windows and macOS. The game follows the freemium model and is supported by microtransactions. In League of Legends, players assume the role of an unseen summoner that controls a champion with unique abilities in battle against a team of other players or computer-controlled champions. The goal is usually to destroy the opposing team's nexus, a structure which lies at the heart of a base protected by defensive structures. Although other distinct game modes exist as well, each League of Legends match is discrete, with all champions starting a fairly weak but increasing in strength by accumulating items and experience over the course of the game. The champions and setting blend a variety of elements, including high fantasy, steampunk, and Lovecraftian horror. In all game modes, players control characters called champions, chosen or assigned every match, who each have a set of unique abilities. Champions begin every match at a low level, and then gain experience over the course of the match to achieve a maximum level of 18. Gaining champion levels in matches allows players to unlock their champion's special abilities and augment them in a number of ways unique to each character. If a champion loses all their health, they are defeated but are automatically revived in their base after enough time passes. Players also begin each match with a low amount of gold and can earn additional gold throughout the match in a variety of ways, by killing non-player characters known as minions and monsters, by killing or helping to kill enemy players, by destroying enemy monsters, structures passively over time, and through unique item interactions or champion abilities. This gold can then be spent throughout the match to buy in-game items that further augment each champion's abilities and game play in a variety of ways. Champion experience, gold earned, and items bought are specific to each match and do not carry over to subsequent matches. Thus, all players begin each match on more or less equal footing relative to their opposing team. League of Legends was generally well received upon its release in 2009 and has seen growing popularity with an active and expansive fan base. By July 2012, League of Legends was the most played PC game in North America and Europe in terms of the number of hours played. As of January 2014, over 67 million people played League of Legends per month, 27 million per day, and over 7.5 million concurrently during peak hours. League has among the largest footprints of any game in streaming media communities on platforms such as YouTube and Twitch TV. It routinely ranks first in the most watched hours. In September 2016, the company estimated that there were over 100 million active players each month. The game's popularity has led it to expand into merchandise with toys, accessories, apparel, as well as tie-ins to other media through music videos, web series, documentaries, and books. League of Legends has an active and whispered competitive scene. In North America and Europe, Riot Games organize the League Championship Series, located in Los Angeles and Berlin respectively, which consists of 10 professional teams in each continent. Similar regional competitions exist in China, South Korea, Taiwan, Southeast Asia, and various other regions. These regional competitions culminate With the annual World Championship, the 2016 World Championship had 43 million unique viewers and a total prize pool of over $6 million. Okay, that's all for today's Yo Man. Coming next is the great. See you next time. Bye.
I'm craving for your love again. I can't deny, I can't pretend.
Hi everyone, this is The Great, and it's great to have you listening to our radio. I'm Alex. 2 weeks ago, after Italy failed to qualify for the 2018 FIFA World Cup, a legend retired from the international football, Gianluigi Buffon. Today, we're going to know more about his early stories. Gianluigi Buffon is an Italian professional footballer who plays as a goalkeeper for and captain Serie A club Juventus.He also captained the Italy national team until his international retirement in 2017. He's widely regarded by players, pundits, and managers to be one of the greatest goalkeepers of all time. Despite offers from Bologna and Milan, Buffon began his career with the Parma youth system in 1991at the age of 13. During his time in the youth academy, he initially played in several outfield positions,in particular as a midfielder, before switching to his current position of goalkeeper. His idol, Thomas Nkono, inspired this change of positions due to his notable goalkeeping performances for Cameroon at the 1990 World Cup in Italy. As a result, when both of the Parma youth team's keepers suddenly suffered injuries, Buffon was called upon due to his interest, height, and physical attributes. He quickly adapted to his role,And within 2 weeks, he had been promoted to first keeper of the Parma youth team. After an initial call-up to train with the first team during the summer of 1994, Buffon was promoted to the senior squad in 1995, and at the age of 17 years 295 days, he made his Serie A debut for Parma, keeping a clean sheet in a 0-0 home draw against eventual Serie A champions Milan on November 19, 1995. Buffon made notable saves against the Ballon d'Or winners Roberto Baggio and George Weah, as well as Marco Simone, throughout the match. He went on to make seven more first-team appearances that season, as well as one appearance in the Coppa Italia, as Parma were eliminated in the second round.Buffon conceded 17 goals in 27 appearances, and his consistent performances began to gain attention in Italy. Parma were once again eliminated in the second round of the Coppa Italia and the first round of the UEFA Cup that season, where Buffon made his European debut in a 2-0 defeat to a Portuguese club in his second full season with the club.Then, Buffon transferred from Parma to Juventus on July 3, 2001 for £52 million and was handed the number one shirt as the starting goalkeeper, replacing Edwin van der Sar, who was sold to Fulham. Buffon later said that there had been an initial possibility for him to join Roma. Negotiations were going on with Barcelona.He chose Juventus because his father convinced him and he would likely to achieve his ambition of winning the Scudetto. This transfer fee made Buffon Juventus' most expensive purchase ever, a record which was only broken in 2016 by the acquisition of Gonzalo Higuain. In his first season with Juventus, Buffon appeared in 45 official matches, helping his team to the Serie A title as Juventus finished the season with the best defense in Italy. With Buffon only conceding 22 goals in 34 Serie A matches, Juventus also finished as runner-up in the Coppa Italia that season to Buffon's former club, Parma. Buffon only made one appearance in the competition that season. Juventus were, however, eliminated in the second group stage of the UEFA Champions League. Despite coming under criticism in the media for some errors early in the season, in particular against Chievo, Buffon was awarded his third Serie A Goalkeeper of the Year award at the end of the season for his performances throughout the year. And he was nominated for the UEFA Team of the Year for the first time in his career. The year 2011 to 2014 marks a new era of dominance for Buffon. Juventus were once again a dominating force in Serie A. Buffon refound his form and made numerous notable saves throughout the season. Playing behind a strong three-man defensive line under Conte's newly established 3-5-2 formation, made up predominantly of Giorgio Chiellini, Leonardo Bonucci and Andrea Bozzoli, Buffon obtained a personal record of 21 clean sheets in Serie A, winning Serie A 3 times and Tuca Coppa Italiana twice. At the age of 39, Buffon is still active and showing his passion for Juventus and football. Winning numerous and prestigious individual and team awards, we all hope that he could continue his professional career for a long time. Well, that's all for today's The Great. Thanks for watching. I'm Alex. Bye. Walk away, the road still leads to you the same. You know I should not. Cast producer Ada Xu Yang, anchor
Letty Lei Ting,
Steve Zhao Yue Yang,
journalist
Cassio Ni Wen,
Colin Han Wenxuan,
Alex Zhang Hanqi,
William Duan Yujing,
Carmel Wang Yunmeng,
Matt 功高望久。
更多节目下载荔枝 FM 收听。